This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Michael Crowell. Governor Bentley wants a two-year delay on the private school tax credits established by the Alabama Accountability Act. The Alabama Democratic Party is broke, and two Jefferson County employees were fired after accepting cash to expedite processing of a car tag. We talk politics now, as we do most Wednesdays, with Kyle Whitmire, politics and government reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News, and he joins us now. Kyle, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So Governor Bentley wants a two-year delay on these tax credits that was established by the Alabama Accountability Act. Bentley said that will give the state the time to repay the millions borrowed from an education rainy day fund, as well as give failing schools 2 years to improve. This sounds like fiscal responsibility and a common sense amendment, but is there more to this story?
Well, I mean, the questions, you know, everyone's asking right now is why right now? There's 1 day left in the session, and this is where the logjam really hits. There's been a sort of an amended version of this bill. He already signed this bill into law earlier this year. The legislature came back to make some changes to it. They passed those changes. They sent that to him, and now he's sending it back to them with executive amendments on top of it. You know, the leadership in both houses is saying, we don't know that we have enough time to sort of get this done. But I mean, it does do some things for, you know, it does help the AEA a little bit. You know, the AEA did support Bentley in a major way. And it also gives them some time to figure out just exactly what this is going to cost. The estimate has been $40 million a year, but no one really knows. So hopefully that they will now have a better sense, you know, if this passes, how they're going to deal with this when it's put into practice.
Although the AEA came out with a statement today and said, you know, if it's a bad law now, it's going to be a bad law 2 years from now.
Well, they're against this at any cost. But at the very least, this gives them a little bit of time.
Okay. And meanwhile, the Alabama Democratic Party has no money. They've got no staff, no office, and a debt of about $600,000. The Birmingham News, your paper, reported on this extensively. Who in their right mind would want the job now of leading the Democratic Party?
Well, Mark Kennedy did want it until a few weeks ago when he resigned after this fight with Joe Reed. And, you know, when that fight happened and when Kennedy left to form the Alabama Democratic majority, you know, the question that it was on it, you know, everyone was asking was, all right, where's the money and where's the power? And the problem is that those two things seem to be split in the Alabama Democratic Party. Joe Reed has the power. He had the power to push Mark Kennedy out. But when he did, Mark Kennedy, you know, he had the financial connections. What little financial connections were left for the Alabama Democratic Party seemed to have gone with him. And now you have the acting executive director, Nancy Worley, acting chairwoman Nancy Worley, you know, accusing Mark Kennedy and the staff that he took with him of literally backing up a truck to the party headquarters and unloading, you know, or loading up the property from the headquarters. And they've completely denied that. But this division is, you know, they may be fighting over a whole lot of nothing, seeing as how they don't really have any statewide office holders anymore. But it certainly doesn't bode well for the Democrats.
A second Jefferson County employee has been fired in an investigation of Revenue Department workers who took cash to move customers to the front of a car tag line. The wait time, as most of us know, can take up to 4 hours or more downtown. Should we be surprised by the behavior of these employees?
Well, maybe it's about time that the little guys on the totem pole began to be able to take money like the county commissioners and the folks upstairs were taking it a few years ago. I just want to know who in the car tag line, how do you figure out it's cool to sort of offer a bribe to whoever is running the line? Do you say, hey, come here. Hey, I'll give you $20. You know, how does that happen? I mean, there are some unanswered questions in this. And one of them is, you know, how did this come about and you know, how did the county find out about it? And, of course, they have personnel rules they have to deal with. And, you know, that will work its way out in the next few weeks or few months.
Kyle Whitmire is the politics and government reporter with AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.